AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. After squealing the tires on an all-electric Humvee, President Biden talked up both the infrastructure law and his Build Back Better plan while on a visit to a GM plant in Detroit.
Not a liberal think tank, two Wall Street outfits, that the economic proposals we put forward for the nation, the infrastructure law we just signed and the Build Back Better plan are being considered this week in Congress will not add to inflationary pressures in the economy.
Travis McMichael takes a stand at his murder trial in Brunswick, Georgia. In this from Court TV, McMichael talks about encountering Ahmaud Arbery in his neighborhood.
I get up to him again. I say, hey, I just want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on. He finally stops.
Arbery, who was black, was jogging through McMichael's neighborhood. McMichael and his father, Greg McMichael, thought the 25-year-old man might have been involved in burglaries. The younger McMichael testified he didn't know why Arbery kept jogging.
He may have been caught in that house again, and he's probably been caught on that property and is trying to evade, trying to avoid from being stopped by the police.
A short time later, Arbery was shot and killed. McMichael claims they were struggling over his shotgun at the time. His father and a neighbor are also on trial. He called himself the QAnon shaman. Jacob Chansley, one of the January 6th Capitol rioters, seen holding a spear, horned fur hat, bare chest, and face paint, is sentenced to just under 3.5 years in prison. His attorney, Albert Watkins, says the sentence may be too much.
I think there has been mischaracterization from time to time by the government that reflects an overzealous overreach.
On the day of the riot, Chansley scratched out a threatening note to then-Vice President Mike Pence, reading, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." This is AP News. Search warrants unsealed in an investigation of South Dakota's wealthiest resident.
Search warrants unsealed Wednesday show authorities in South Dakota probed an email account belonging to billionaire banker turned philanthropist T. Denny Sanford for possible possession of child pornography. There were also warrants for Sanford's cellular and internet service providers. The investigation into Sanford was reported last year by ProPublica and the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. After both news outlets went to court, the state Supreme Court ruled last month to unsealed the warrants and corresponding lists of what investigators found. The 85-year-old Sanford, South Dakota's richest man, has not been charged with a crime. He made his fortune as founder of First Premier Bank in South Dakota, known for issuing high-interest credit cards to those with poor credit. I'm Mike Grossio.
More than 10,000 John Deere workers at a dozen plants approve a new contract that gives them an immediate 10% raise and ends a strike that's lasted a little more than a month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.